In this bulletin, growing support for a Senate inquiry into the government's handling of a $100 million pre-election sports grants program. The White House unveils Donald Trump's legal team for his Senate impeachment trial. And in tennis, world number one Ashleigh Barty aims to win her first ever WTA final on home soil. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The minister at the centre of the government $100 million community sports grant scandal may face a Senate inquiry over the matter. Labor, the Greens, One Nation and Independent MP Zali Steggall have all backed a Senate inquiry into the controversy surrounding Senator Bridget McKenzie. The National Auditor found while Senator McKenzie was sports minister, she awarded most of the grants to seats being targeted by the coalition during the election last year. Senator McKenzie is refusing to apologise, insisting no rules were broken. Heavy rainfall will continue to provide relief to parts of drought-stricken New South Wales after a long period of hot, dry weather and high bushfire risk. Central New South Wales and the state's northeast are expected to receive heavy rainfall today. Flash flooding was experienced in parts of the state on Friday, with the Australian Reptile Park on the central coast forced to close for the day as a result of the huge deluge. Killaback on the mid-north coast received the most rain, with 98 millimetres falling on Friday, while Audley in southern Sydney copped 59 millimetres. The Australian Council of Trade Unions has used a bushfire roundtable in Canberra to call for an immediate lift in the disaster recovery allowance. Union President Michelle O'Neill says the allowance equates to $40 a day, similar to Newstart welfare payments. She says the payment needs to be urgently lifted to meet the national minimum wage, bringing it to $105 a day. Original Wiggles member Greg Page has collapsed and gone into cardiac arrest at a bushfire relief concert in Sydney. The original Yellow Wiggle was taken to hospital after falling to the ground as he left the stage at Castle Hill RSL on Friday night. He's had a procedure and is now recovering in hospital. The original Wiggles lineup of Page and Anthony Field, Murray Cook and Jeff Fatt were performing the first of two planned fundraisers for the bushfire relief effort. Iran's supreme leader has thrown his support behind the elite Revolutionary Guards in a rare sermon after their belated admission that they accidentally downed an airliner, triggering days of protest. In his first Friday prayer sermon in 8 years, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei also told worshippers chanting Death to America that the elite guards could take their fight beyond Iran's borders after the US killing of a top Iranian commander.
These American clowns, who with lies and utter evil say they stand by the Iranian people, they should see who the Iranian people are.
The US says any threats would only isolate Iran further. Khamenei's address comes amid a deepening crisis for Iran as it grapples with unrest at home and rising pressure from abroad. Tension has steadily increased since 2018 when the US withdrew from Iran's nuclear pact with world powers and reimposed sanctions that have hammered the economy. US President Donald Trump's legal defense team in his Senate trial will include special prosecutors from President Bill Clinton's impeachment. He'll be represented by Kenneth Starr and Robert Ray, who investigated Mr. Clinton, and Alan Dershowitz, whose past clients include O.J. Simpson. White House counsel Pat Cipollone and Mr. Trump's personal lawyer Jay Sekulow will lead the team. Opening statements in the Trump impeachment trial will begin next week. The level of arrivals of asylum seekers to the European Union has dropped to its lowest level since 2013. The bloc's border security agency Frontex says the number of overall arrivals declined 92% from the massive spike recorded in 2015. There was a big drop in migrants trying to cross from the Mediterranean from North Africa to Italy or Spain. But border crossings was 46% higher in 2019 compared to 2018 along the EU's eastern rim through Greece, Bulgaria and Cyprus. And to sport in tennis, Ashleigh Barty hopes to tick off another career milestone before setting her sights on the Australian Open. The world number one is gunning for her first WTA title in Australia when she meets power-packed Ukrainian Diana Yastremska in today's Adelaide International Final. Barty has lost her two home soil finals at the Sydney International last year and in 2018. She says Yastremska will be a tough opponent.
Yeah, I've seen her a little bit, played her... once, I think. We're going to have to have her running shoes on, try and bring in some variety, but she's an exceptional ball striker.
And now we'll look at today's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny, 31. Adelaide, similar conditions, 27. Melbourne, sunny with smoke haze, 29. Hobart, partly cloudy, 18. Much the same in Canberra, 27. Wollongong, showers, possible storm, 21. Sydney, also showers, 22. Newcastle, showers and a possible storm, 24. Similar conditions for Brisbane, 27. Cairns, hot and partly cloudy, 37. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 35. This is SBS News.